When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey guys, before we start the show, we are doing a live Making Podcasts Great Again in New York City at the Triad Theater, 9:30 p.m. on December 1st. And some pre-sales are in, but guys, we are almost a month out and we need a certain amount of tickets in a month before so the venue knows everything's going to go well. So all the people who are like, I'm going to buy and just keep waiting and waiting and waiting, guys, get on it now. All right. That friend you've been waiting for, be like, hey, Venmo me. I'm going to lay out the money. Let's get those tickets sold. Okay. Because we want to be there with you. You want to be there with us. And there's not going to be many more live shows in the future. Okay. So come witness history, December 1st, live Making Podcast Great Again at the Triad Theater at 9:30 p.m. And the link for tickets are in the description for everyone, the ball ticklers, including the Patreon. So
this
check it out.
This is the greatest thing the Patreon tech stuff guy's ever done. This is probably the finest hour for the tech stuff. Wow. You hear how clear he is, how forceful? Where the hell has that been? I was having a man on a mission.
And get on the Patreon, patreon.com/MPGA. And now here's the show. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
Most persecuted president in world history. I mean, our country, the world, you know, this is, it used to be our country. Remember, for the first couple of years of Sleepy Joe, our world was being our country was being destroyed, and now we get to a point where it's basically the world. And I get, if we give Sleepy Joe a second term, you're going to start to hear things like Saturn is being destroyed. Saturn and Neptune and even Uranus, you know, Mike Pence's favorite planet, they're being destroyed completely by the radical solar system agenda of the Sleepy Joe Democrats. So I don't know if there's any, if it's got to stop. It's got to stop now. And it starts with stopping these nasty fake persecutions of your president, me.
Yes, we're going to get to all that today, Mr. President. Lots of stuff here, lots of topics. But first, before we get into the real hardcore stuff, I want to ask you, I know you're not a fan of liberals and liberal media, but these real left, ultra left professors, and even these ultra left, like the Squad, they really bother me. The Squad, they're all supporting Hamas and Palestine.
Exactly.
They all
and
want.
It's like, excuse me, the thing with the Squad. Yes. I've always hated the Squad. It's like a Muslim. It's like two Muslims, a black, and Iraq. How about that? How about that for the? That's the team. Now, it's one thing if you have Ocasio's, AOC's, double D's, I'll let you have a little more free speech. I don't have to agree with you totally if you have those. But the rest of them are talking like they're hot stuff. And it's like, nah, I wouldn't have sex with any of you. So you have to stop and be respectful. AOC, if they want to make AOC the Squad's spokesperson, she gets to say one anti-Israeli thing per week, only one. Maybe two per breast, if we're being honest. And that's it. That's called negotiating tech stuff. That's, you know how pro-Israel I am. Nobody's more pro-Israel than it. But I'm, you know, try to have peace. And if, you know, you have Elvis Presley, Ayanna Elvis Presley, and Omar from The Wire, Ilhan Omar with the shotgun, and Talib Kweli, right? That's the other one. You got Talib Kweli, Omar from The Wire, and Elvis Presley. All of them just shut up. You don't help anything. AOC, one negative comment per week. That's it. Final offer.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money line bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 and over and present in Massachusetts. It's Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. But do you think it's funny how...
By the way, two Muslims, a black in Iraq. If that isn't a title, I don't know what's a,
it's
what
on
a title
there.
Is.
It's on there, Mr. President. Come on now. It's on there. But I find it really funny where they want peace after the people who they are supporting killed like over 1,000 innocent people. And they're like, no, peace now. And how are you being so cruel to our people? It just doesn't make sense. Can you wrap your mind around it?
Well, it's disgusting. It's, I think they're trying to copy the technique when we destroyed the Capitol peacefully. And I said, peace. Everybody's just protesting. I think they saw that and thought they could do that, but they don't have my diplomacy skills. No, I think what's...
They're trying to take the January 6th playbook?
Exactly. And they don't, you know, just like, it's like the January 6th playbook is like Bill Belichick, but I'm Tom Brady of the January 6th playbook. Without Tom Brady, you don't win as much. They're trying to do the playbook without the Tom Brady of, you know, peaceful coups, peaceful protest coups. So, no, it's, I'm going to say something, and I think even our radical left listeners are sort of going to agree with me. Okay. 9/11. Other than when they stole the election from me, worst day in American history, possibly. Maybe the worst, second worst day in American history. Never forget the first one, which was when the election was stolen from me. But I think you agree with me. So the point is,
you, Mr. President, your internet connection.
Well, that's what they do. That's, I mean, you know where I am, tech stuff.
You got froze for a little.
Okay,
bit.
Am I frozen? Am I frozen now?
No, you're good, but we missed like the last 15
okay.
seconds.
Okay, do you know what, you know where I am? Do you know what state, radical left state I'm in?
California.
Exactly. And what a shock. What a shock that they, oh, best internet in the world. Nope, but not for Trump. We're the tech capital of the world, but not for Trump. What I was saying is, as you know, 9/11 is the second worst day in American history after the day Sleepy Joe stole an election from me. Never forget that one. You never want to forget that Sleepy Joe stole. And I think even our radical left listeners who like to hate listen, they're going to hear this and actually agree with me. On 9/11, there were two towers. You know this. Two towers fell. And you had one tower falling. And this, what the squad would have done, they were probably in high school.
Was there technically three buildings in New York City that fell?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't
there was
one the
seven.
FBI? Yeah.
Well, there was number seven, I think, also fell. And not so lucky. But the what they did was, the squad was probably in high school at the time, okay? Now, AFC might have actually started already sprouting Iraq, so we sort of respect that. But everybody else, get out of here, you're a bunch of nerds in high school. But when the first tower fell, the squad would have been out there going, everybody, let's not forget, America has done some terrible things too. They would have been saying that in between the two towers falling, just to get their point in. Oh, look, no, sure. Oh, let's get out of here. The second building's full, but don't remind those people in the second building also that America's done some bad things too. You know, both sides, this was bad, but also let's not forget we're bad too. And that's what it was, because I saw these th people coming out before they did the Israel, we stand with you, horrible attack. They immediately start with the, I sympathize with both the loss of life and anything Israel does that's bad also. I mean, the bodies were still warm, the tears were still flowing, and they like have to come out with the both sides argument. So I don't like it. And like I said, three of the four squad members, I totally disavow. I will allow AOC to speak once a week as respect. But I mean, and she didn't even win an Epi. Remember that tech stuff? She lost to crazy
Horrible.
Nancy Pelosi, but she was nominated. You don't see them nominating me for any awards now because the left hates the country and we will support breasts, whether they're left or right. Sometimes we support both breasts.
Well said, Mr. President.
Squad peace.
Yes.
Oh.
There's a new book out
Well, you know me,
by
I'm very anti-book.
Yes, they probably have the audiobook though. A new book by Governor Cuomo, former Governor Cuomo's aide,
Hello.
one of his aides, and
Cuomo
what
has
happened?
AIDS.
What was school? His one of his aides. It's an AIDE. It's one of his people who worked under him.
Autoimmune deficiency energy.
Energy. That's right. Well, I want to know if this is true. When Governor Cuomo was with you at the White House, you were having lunch and you had the idea to prank call former CNN anchor, his brother Chris Cuomo. Is this true?
Yes, very true. Truth, that's a truth
And
social.
he kept telling you that, oh, he's probably busy right now. And he thought it was a funny idea, but like wouldn't help you out with it. What was your plan for the prank call if he would have went along with it?
The idea for the prank call was to say Mike Pence is off the ticket, and it turns out that we're doing a unity ticket, Trump Cuomo 2020. And you know this, that would have been a winning ticket. Remember how popular Cuomo was with angry old ladies during COVID? Because he would get out
He
there and
became the
say,
hero
hello.
and the enemy within a year.
Hello, we are talking about COVID. He was very popular. And I thought, what a great way. We get rid of Pence, who only appeals to closeted gay truckers. And we add Andrew Cuomo, bipartisan, very popular with sort of Democrats. So it would have been very strong and a lot of talent. And now they're telling me they cut my mic. This is the thing, tech stuff. Okay, we're back to the normal.
We
I
can
get a
hear you.
message from Zoom, the person at Zoom. They cut my mic. I'm in California. Tech cut. Gavin Newsom is probably doing this. We got to bring Kim Gargoyle in here to suck off some of his liberal energy.
But and how are you going to reveal that was a prank after you're going to say
And now I
you're
can't
punked
hear
or you
you.
can't hear me at
This
all?
is very bad. This is very bad.
Yes,
Hold
you still
on.
can't hear me.
Now I can hear you.
Can you hear
This
me?
is
Okay.
a real disgrace what's going on. And I know everybody's probably saying, sir, you sound so strong. Well, I sound strong because I'm very strong, but California internet is
Weak.
basically attacking your president.
How are you going to reveal that it was a joke? Was that you saying you're going to call him, prank him, or?
Well, we were going to wait until he reported it. He'd go, brother, I got an exclusive. You know, with his tough guy, with his muscles, and his like, I'm such a cool guy. We would have waited till he announced it on CNN as an exclusive because I would have had my press person, Kayleigh McEnany.
Right.
She would have confirmed it. And then Andrew Cuomo would have, sexually harassed one of his people into confirming it. And then all of a sudden, Chris Cuomo would be like, we have an exclusive. My big brother is teaming up with Donald Trump, and then he would have had us on, and we would have said, "You're so stupid. We're not teaming up. We just wanted to team up to show what a meathead you are, you big dummy." And he was—I used to like Chris Cuomo when he remember when he was on American Pie. He was like the jock who dated Tara Reid in American Pie, and then he really
Yes.
lost it after that.
That's hilarious. Hilarious call. Mr. President, before we get into these next news stories,
Do we have a sponsor?
just want to remind everyone that our Perfect 10 Patreon Patriots that tomorrow night is the Perfect 10 episode. So only people who aren't Perfect 10s yet, sign up tonight to be a Perfect 10. At the live episode, we will announce the nominees for Patreon president. We will have the speeches tomorrow night. It's a huge, huge night for Perfect 10. So if you haven't
And unlike
join
America,
now,
we don't steal
patreon.com.
elections. We don't steal elections in
Yes.
this. It's total democracy.
Patreon.com/MPGA. And for those who are not nominated yet, you have until the end of tonight to nominate yourself. We need a few more nominees to make it more exciting. I think you guys can take down President iPhone G and Michael C. Who's going to be the person to take them all down, the dark horse in this? So
Let me tell
check
you
it out.
something. When melatonin is out of town with his son, Beelzebub, I nominate myself sometimes. Then I ever get, sometimes you're just home, you take a nice shower, you turn on the internet to watch some strong OnlyFans, and you just sort of say, I think I'll nominate myself.